What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Majestic Mix podcast. My name is Madison Murray, and I am your girl behind the mic. I am so excited about today's episode because this is the most personal, raw, uncut, unfiltered episode I've ever uploaded. So if you got some tea or whatever it is you like to drink, go get it. Get you a notebook because I'm about to drop tea and gems at the same time. I don't know too many people who can do that. But before we get into any of that, let me go ahead and tell y'all this big announcement. So, the Majestic Mix podcast now has a new spinoff called In the Mix with Me, Madison Murray, that is coming to IGTV and YouTube this week. I am so excited for this. Now, some things you can expect from my show is I'm about to weigh in on some more hot topics. I'm about to interview y'all favorites. So, if you are an artist, an entrepreneur, you make content, anything, if you have a business, hit me, send me an inquiry at themajesticmix@gmail.com, or you can just simply DM me at themajesticmix, and let's get you an episode in. I would love to hear from you. I am all for the people. I'm ready to chat. I love to talk. Some of y'all may know my main goal is to have a talk show, and so why not start now? This quarantine content I'm about to give y'all is about to be fire. I'm ready to make y'all laugh because y'all can might hear me say a joke or two through this mic, but to actually see me, I'm a real life goofy person. And so I'm just super excited to just make y'all laugh. I love making people laugh. And honestly, this has been in the works ever since I started this podcast. But this is the most perfect time to go ahead and just jump it off. I'm so excited for this. And I just want to thank everybody for the endless support, because without y'all, none of this is possible. And just to know that people actually like my podcast, share it with people, repost my graphics, you're helping make a dream come true, whether you know it or not. I love you so, so much. This series will be uploaded to my personal Instagram at Maddie by Nature. So if you don't follow me, go follow me right now, because the first episode is going to be up tomorrow. Tap in, because I got y'all. Y'all are going to enjoy this. I cannot wait to interact with each and every one of y'all. So now that I told y'all my announcement, let's get into my life, what's been going on with me, the five things that I've learned over quarantine. The first thing I learned over quarantine is proper planning. Preparing for the worst and preparing for the best. I'm gonna be honest, like I said I was gonna do in the beginning of the episode, this is raw and uncut and unfiltered. This podcast, ever since the coronavirus has hit, my numbers have been decreasing. And honestly, y'all, I can't even say it hasn't bothered me, because I started to feel like, is it me or is it something I'm doing wrong? But when I think about it, this virus, we don't have too much entertainment. As far as creatives and people who like to talk, podcasters, radio hosts, there's not much to talk about now. And so we have to figure out all these ways on how to still, you know, get some stuff out there, because we obviously have listeners. In my last three episodes, I know the titles may have probably thrown people away because they're obviously like corona connected. But the episode I did last week with my sister, we talked about the beauty business and how right now it's on a decline because of the virus. That did well. Thank y'all so, so much. It really just, it boosted me back up, because it's really hard when you see like your numbers are going down. Like, what are you going to do? You have to figure out, like, you have to stop everything you're doing and figure out what can you do to keep these listeners. As far as planning, I took these 2 weeks off because my last episode was 2 weeks ago, and I planned back-to-back content. The things I want to put out, the things that I may want to put out, I sat and I planned it all. And so I have like a big lineup now. That was something I didn't have before. So honestly, this is truly a blessing. Just to even be on here just talking to y'all is a blessing. And so I can't even take that for granted. I'm seriously just humbled right now. This whole experience is humbling me because it's allowed me to just take several steps back. Like, this whole quarantine break, I won't say it's a setback, but it's a step back. Know the difference between a setback and a step back. If you got a notebook, please write that down. A setback is something that's going to take you a while to recover from. Like, anything unexpected can happen and can set you back. But a step back is nothing but reevaluation. And a step back is something personal that you take. A setback is something that you may not even be able to control. So, like I said, write that down, because I'm spilling the tea and I'm dropping gems in this episode. The second thing I had to learn over this quarantine break, honestly, y'all, is patience. I noticed about me, the older I got, the more my patience grew thinner and thinner. And honestly, that's a problem. Sometimes I shut down, and when I shut down, I get sidetracked. I might, you know, go somewhere else, wherever I was when I lost my train of thought. I removed myself. But now that I'm in quarantine and I don't got no place to go, it's teaching me to refocus. If you just be patient with yourself and you know, some of the things that you can't control, you will get a lot done. It's literally going to shift you back in the right direction. Instead of shutting down, just prepare to have an alternative. If you're doing something, if you're editing a video, maybe you're taking a picture, if you just created any type of content, to my content creators out there, have your alternatives lined up. If Photoshop just so happened to shut down on you, you didn't get to save that edit, back that thing up in your phone. You see what I'm saying? Simple things like that just taught me patience over this break. Now that I'm pushing out more content than I could when I was at the university. Because now we on Zoom University. And Zoom University is virtual university. And so now that I don't have the freedom to just get up and go to the class and just come back, I got time to just sit, be patient, and just focus. You literally have to wait on the response. Be patient and wait on the response. And don't you dare rush nothing, because 9 times out of 10, when you're rushing something, it's not your best work. And I don't know if it's just me. I'm not putting out something if I know it's not my best work. I give my all into everything that I want to put out, because me rushing something, that's just not me. I just feel like it's not me. If I put my all into it, it's 100% me. So that's what I learned about patience. Now, the third thing I realized over this quarantine break is I wasn't checking in with myself as much as I thought I was. Self-care is so important. You shouldn't just have one self-care day. I know that sounds crazy, because that's what everybody tells you to do, is pick a self-care day. You got to check in with yourself every day, every goddamn day. When you wake up, check in with you first. You the first person you see when you wake up, and you the last person you see before you go to sleep. So check in with yourself first. I don't know if y'all know this, but it is okay to be selfish about you. If there's anything you're going to be selfish about in this world, it better be you. And y'all want to know something else that ties into self-care that I feel like is very underrated? You don't always got to answer the phone. No, if you don't want to talk, you just don't want to talk. If you're having a moment to yourself, don't interrupt that trying to run to the rescue of somebody else, because you are not obligated to run into the rescue of nobody but yourself. Now, if it is a genuine emergency, then of course, be there for that person. But if you don't feel right, if something in your spirit is not feeling right, or you just so happen to be having a check-in moment with yourself, don't interrupt that. Continue it, then call them back. Another thing for all my people that are genuinely nice, have this heart of gold, like I feel like I have, it's okay to say no. You don't have to say yes to everything. If you know either you don't have no gain from it, or it's something that's just ridiculous, something that you're not comfortable with, tell them no. If they can't accept a no, then that's them. That's not you. At that point, it's not up to you. Self-care and my mental health was the two main things that I said I was going to take the most precaution of when I hit 20. And now that I am 20, it's nothing nobody can say. And there's nobody out there that can rob me of my peace, because I am on top of that. And this kind of goes into my next point. My fourth point is letting go. You got to know when to let go of a situation, whether it's a relationship, a friendship, anything. Just let go of it. If you feel like you're playing tug of war and you know you're pulling the rope the hardest, it's going to come a point where you look down at your hands. They're red, they're blistering, they're sore, and they're hurting, because you put way more energy in it than the person gave. And with everything, I feel like any relationship, friendship, whatever it is, it should be a balance. And if it's not balanced, then something's not right. This point right here is honestly the hardest thing that resonated with me once I turned 20 in January. I had to keep referencing when I turned 20, because it literally just happened, y'all, and I've already learned so much about me and other people. The people that you do life with in your kid years, your teen years, and you know, you may hit 20, it may not be the same people. And honestly, that's the hardest pill to swallow, because y'all had all these good years. Y'all had some really good history. But if y'all hit a dead end, bruh, there's no return from a dead end. Like, there's nothing on the other side of a dead end. Now, you might be able to reroute and rekindle, but for some, it's not going to work. And you just got to accept that. I wasn't at all going to speak on letting go, because letting go, that is really hard to do for some people. But I feel like the Lord was just telling me, y'all know, I'm of Christian faith. He was just telling me to just speak. Like, I know a lot of people is going through it right now. Now that we in quarantine, it literally teaches you to be by yourself and don't run to anybody. Like, you can't run to anybody in quarantine. It's literally between you and God. Like, all you can do is just give it to God. And if he show you signs that something is at a dead end, trust him. Just leave it alone. It's gonna hurt right now. But had you stayed and, like I said in the beginning, kept pulling that rope, it was only going to cause you more pain in the end. So, honestly, it may just be a blessing in disguise. It all depends on how you interpret it. And if any type of relationship or friendship, if it doesn't work out, and you know for a fact, like, you did the best you could, please don't beat yourself up about it if it doesn't work. It's going to be okay. I promise it's going to be okay. But just trust yourself and trust what you hear from whoever you hear it from. If you don't believe in Christ, whoever you believe in, trust what you hear from them. The whole thing y'all may be going through might not even be permanent. It's just maybe a point where y'all just need space away from each other just to see things clearer. Because maybe both of y'all fell off at one point and y'all just may need space from each other. You just got to know the difference between space and when it's permanent. Don't confuse when it's space from when it's permanent. Write that down. Now, during the time of space, you should be able to, a certain point, hit that person up and everything be fine. But when it's permanent, you'll feel it. You're going to feel the energy shift. You're going to feel when things are just not the same anymore. Remember that rope analogy. Matter of fact, if you're taking notes, draw that rope. Draw that hand pulling on that rope and the other person just standing there. And just remember, like, your hands, like, keep the hands clean. Like, you don't want blistered red hands. Like, that's not something that's good for you. If it's not good for your health, let it go. Now, the last thing I want to say about this whole letting go thing before I get into my fifth point is, don't have no ill will. Don't wish ill on anybody. Walk out a situation with clean hands, like I said. That is super duper important. Keep your aura clean, protect your light. And my fifth point is protect your peace. If something does not bring you peace, y'all saw the meme, it's too expensive. If anything is uneasy on your heart, or you feel like something is just bothering you, if it's a person, if it's a thing, anything you got control over, please remove it right now. The battle you fight in your mind is probably going to be one of the hardest battles you'll ever have to fight in life. If your mental is not okay, like I already said earlier, nothing else is going to go right. So please, please, please make your mental health a priority if you don't already. And please, please take care of yourself. This is the best time to start a whole self-care lifetime deal. I'm not even going to say self-care period, because like I said earlier, this is something you should emphasize and always be doing within life. And those are the five things that I've learned over this quarantine break. If you made it to the end of this episode, thank you. Thank you so, so much. Please be on the lookout for the first episode of In the Mix with Madison Murray, which premieres tomorrow. I'm not even making the announcement until tomorrow on Instagram. So if you heard it here first, definitely don't spoil it for nobody else. Matter of fact, if you make it to the end of this episode, I want you to comment a purple emoji so I know that you listened to this episode once I make my announcement on my personal page at Medi by Nature. That's all I have for today's episode. Please, please, please take care of yourselves. Love on yourselves a little bit more. And thank y'all so much for allowing me to be so transparent with y'all today, because I had to get this off my heart, and I know somebody out there can definitely relate to some of the things I said today. And so that's all I have for y'all today. I will see y'all in tomorrow's premiere. And y'all already know what I said at the end of all my episodes. Y'all be good now, okay? All right? Bye, y'all. See y'all tomorrow.